Good morning. It is good to be back in God's house again this morning. You know what? I thank God for every soul that is in this church here this morning. Praise the Lord for you. You know, I'm going to be over in the book of Psalms, the first chapter. And I probably preached this here before, but this is the first scripture I ever used, the first message that I ever preached in my life was out of this right here. The book of Psalms, the first chapter. But I want to ask you something this morning. I want to tell you, I want to make a statement to you before I read it this morning. God wants to bless His people. You know that? God wants to bless His people. But can I add a caveat to that this morning? God wants to bless blessable people. Do you understand what I'm talking? I'll get into it here in just a minute. But I'm here to tell you, God wants to bless His people. But we have got to be blessable. We have got to be what He wants us to. We've got to be blessable, or we will not receive those blessings. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving upon my heart, Lord. I praise You this morning. I want to give You the glory that You so rightly deserve, Lord. As the song said, bless Your name. We want to bless it this morning. We want to praise Your name this morning for all that You do for us, for all that You give us, for all that You're being with us each and every day. I truly want to praise You for that. And Lord, we want to give You the praise in everything we ask. In Jesus' name we ask it all, and amen. Blessed is the man, his first Psalms. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Let me read that to you again. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. I'll repeat what I said. God wants to bless us, but He wants to bless a blessable people. I can give you a good example of that. How many of you here love your children? You love your children beyond anything. Am I right? You do. And you're right. Now, what if your children, you know as well as I do, what if your children are just downright being ornery, being downright hateful? How easy is it to bless them then? You know what I'm saying? You know, when your teenage daughter or your teenage son comes walking through the house and says something or does something and said, where did that come from, young man? Not in my house. Do you feel like patting him on the back and saying, you know what? I want to bless you, son. I want to bless you, daughter. No, you don't. No way, shape, or form do you do that. You know what? Whenever God looks down upon us sometimes and He sees what we are sometimes and we expect God to bless us, you know what? We wouldn't do that to our children. Why do we expect God to do that to us as children and to bless us and to give us what God has for us whenever we are not doing what God wants us to do? How many times have you done that? Listen to me. You know what? It says right there, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I want to ask you a question. You know what? And this is something that I want to ask you. You know what? When it's talking about walking in the counsel of the ungodly, where have you got your counsel from this past week? See what I'm saying? Did we get it from God? Did we get it from God's Word? Did we get it from the Spirit of God dealing with us and trying to help us to understand what God wants for us in our life? Or did we get it from the world? You know, and I know this has been mentioned here, but we're going through a series where it's talking about I never thought I'd see the day. And one we're studying this week is when Jesus would be so profane. And some of the stuff that was mentioned in this was, you know what? How that we watched a couple of little videos. And like has been said here, it is videos that I could show. Most of the ones that I've seen, that you couldn't show. And you know what? And we went on to discuss how many people find this stuff not unoffensive. They think it's okay. And we're even talking about in the realm of Christianity. What kind of counsel does that give us? What are we putting into our minds? Listen to me. Whenever we see something Whenever we read something and watch something, guess where that goes into? That goes into our minds. It goes into our subconscious. And you know what? That can stay in there. Whenever we hear something, it goes into our minds. It goes into our subconscious. Listen, you know what? What did you give your mind to this week? What have we given your mind to this week? Have you let the counsel of this ungodly world take a hold of our minds and get into our subconscious, get into our hearts per se sometimes? And I'm talking to Christians here. I'm not just talking to people out in the world. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes we let ourselves fall into that same trap. And yet we want God to bless us. We want God to uplift us. And He does sometimes anyway. But there are times in our life we're wondering what's going on. And the Bible is specifically saying right there, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed. Do you want to be blessed by God? I mean, if you want to be blessed, raise your hand. I hope I'm talking to everybody in here this morning. Because praise God, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Everybody wants counseled. You know, everybody can get counseled. You know what? We turn to TVs, we turn to our phones, we turn to the computers, we turn to magazines and newspapers. Let me give you something this morning that I believe that can counsel us better than anything, and that's this Word of God right here. Now, I want to ask you something this morning. How many times have you picked up God's Word this week to read it? We can read it on our phones. We have no excuses nowadays. Do you understand that? This technology that we have sometimes that leads us down the wrong path, I'm here to tell you this morning, it can lead us down the good path too, if we want to use it. I've got an app. My wife's got an app. I know other people got apps on their phones. They can take that phone, they go to that app, they can punch it, and it brings up the Word of God. And we can read it. There's no excuses for us not to read the Word of God. Where are we getting our counsel from? Are we getting it from other things? Are we getting it from entertainment? Are we getting it from other things? I'm here to tell you this morning what... And I say this, please don't get tired of listening to me because I say this, but I mean it wholeheartedly for you guys this morning. I mean it for myself as well. Junk in, junk out. And I'll keep repeating it. I will keep repeating it because God keeps impressing it upon my heart. We don't need to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. God wants to bless you, but we cannot put our counsel in the hands of the ungodly. We cannot do it. If we want to be blessed, we cannot do that. God wants to bless you, but He wants to put you there where He wants you. He wants to have you. He wants to have every bit of you. Do you understand that this morning? You didn't. You know what? I remember this whenever I was a kid. One of the first sermons I heard after I first started going to church, after I first got saved at that little church up in Mannington, one of the first sermons a preacher said was, he preached on bad language. And you know what he preached on? It wasn't somebody cussing. He was using these words, these alternate words, like dang, like shoot, and all those words. He preached on that. I thought, really? You know, really? That's what you're preaching? He preached on that. But let me tell you what the whole gist of it. Because I heard this week. Whenever our grandparents first started getting TV, this one guy said that his grandparents, he said they went over to his grandparents to watch TV. It was the old black and white. Ladies, you remember how that your hair would stick to it, how that it would go toward it? He said he went there and his grandfather had come on television that day, and this guy said, dang. And his grandfather heard it. He said, did he just cuss? He said, no, he just said dang. He said, take that television out to the barn. Never had it in the house again. You see how times have changed? By golly, it's more than just dang and shoot now. Am I right? Do you see how the counsel of the ungodly has started out to a certain thing, and now look where we have progressed to now? Now you know what? You can't even hardly watch television nowadays for the filth that comes out of some people's mouth on there. And it goes on to say, it said, nor standeth in the way of sinners. We do not conduct ourselves as sinners. We cannot conduct ourselves as sinners. Listen, I'll give you a test for that. And this is a test for everybody in here that claims to be Christians. The Bible says that we are ambassadors. Am I right? We are ambassadors. Does everybody know what an ambassador is? You know what an ambassador is? Someone sent by a country as its official representative to make that country look good. You're an ambassador for Jesus Christ. I want to ask you something. This is your test for you. Did you make Jesus look good this week? Did you make him look good this week? And what you did and what you said? We are, you know what it says here, we, nor not in the counsel of God, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Listen to me. Did we make Jesus look good this week? That's a very simple question. And it goes to everybody in here from the age of accountability that has claims to be a Christian up to, I don't care how old you are, did we make him look good? There have been times in my life I've been very ashamed of myself. How about you? I have looked. There have been times in my life I have not been a very good ambassador, Ron. I'm going to tell you right now, and I'll tell everybody in here. I have not been a very good ambassador. But you know what? God has convicted me more times than once. And you know what? Listen, I've told you this story, but I think it's worth repeating right here. I went into that Subway shop on Southside one time up there. There was a young lady standing behind the counter, and I had my son with me. We walked in there, and I was in a hurry because I needed to get lunch. I was wanting to get lunch down to her. And that girl did not want to take care of me whatsoever. She was just, I don't know what was going on. See, that's the trouble. I didn't care, didn't check in to find out what was going on. All I was caring about was what Dave Long wanted done. Went on for a little bit, and I had enough. I had enough. And I tore into her. She went out of there crying. Made me feel terrible. To this day, if I could find that girl, I would go back and I'd get on my knees and I'd apologize to her. You see, I wasn't a very good ambassador. And that is a test for every one of us. You know what? Whenever we do that, whenever we go, and it says there, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Listen to me. You'd expect somebody out here in the world to go in and do that, wouldn't you? But when I'm representing the King of Kings, I'm representing the one that thought enough of me to go die on a cross and die for my sins, yet I did not represent him right. I did not represent him right. You know what? I had one job to do that day, and that was represent Jesus Christ. And guess what I did? I failed him. I failed him miserably. I'm here to tell you this morning, you know what? All the devil has to do is to get you to forget who you're representing just one time down through your day. That's all he has to do. We talked about that little crack. You let him have that little crack into what you're supposed to be doing. I'm here to tell you, he can destroy. And he will, because Satan is a destroyer. You understand that? Satan is a destroyer. One day, I'm here to tell you, it'll be your last church service. Do you understand that? Everybody in here, one of these days is going to be your last church service. It could be today, it could be next Sunday, it could be Wednesday night, I don't know. It'll be your last church service. I'm here to tell you this morning, you know what? One day will be our last day on this earth. And all that God has asked us to do after we're saved is, you know what? To be an ambassador for Him. To let people know, as Greg has said, to go out and spread the gospel. We have to be the ambassadors we need to do. You know what? Our face says a lot. You know what your face is? Your face is a billboard for God. You know that? There are times down through my day at work that people can read my face. And if they're reading my face, I'm here to tell you, sometimes it's probably not a very good billboard. How about you this morning? You know what? All of us face things. All of us do. But what's coming out of this face? What's coming out of this mouth? What's coming out of our facial expressions? You know what? You may not say a word, but people know when you're ticked by your facial expression, by the billboard that God has given you. That's your face. They know exactly. They know exactly how you are. You forget your job, Listen to me. Don't forget your job. Your job is to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ. When you go out the door in the morning, remember this. Some of you starting to school here within the next week or two, remember this. You are representing more than just your family name. Do you understand that? You're not representing Long or Miller or anybody else in here's last name or Love or any of the rest of them. You're not representing that one. You are representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are ambassadors for Him. Ambassadors for Him. Don't sutteth, nor sutteth in the seat of the scornful. You know what that means? That means somebody that's constantly griping. Do you understand that? That means somebody who's an unhappy camper. I'm here to tell you something this morning. If you're griping, you're sinning. Do you know that? I got to digging into this. If you're griping, you're sinning. Wow. Griping is a sin. And if we don't, what would it take to get you to stop griping? Can I ask you something? And this is, what would it take? I want to tell you this. If God would strike you dead for sins, and the sin of griping, I'm telling you, griping is a sin, read into it. How many Christians would He take out of this world? I'm going to tell you something else too. Listen to me. There wouldn't be enough preachers to do the funerals. Because the preachers are probably right there with you. Do you understand? We gripe as well. And I tell you what, I've caught myself more than once standing and saying, God has blessed us. He has given us more than what I know more than what I deserve. I'm going to tell you that I know more than what I deserve. But yet, you let one little thing go wrong down through the day, and then I start. I'm just being honest with you, folks. I'm being honest with you. I got a call at 10:30 last night. This is what got me started on this. Something happened up to the plant, and it's always, and here I am, always these compressors. And I get a call, and they're asking me how to fix the things, and I said, listen. I said, you're going to have to get a hold of the people that understand this. I started griping. And I had to get on my knees and say, Lord, You have given me a job. Amen. And I thank You for the job. I got the opportunity. You've given me the health and the strength to go out to work. And you know what? Praise God, I've got to stop griping. Listen to me. Does anybody else in here have that problem? Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me that God wants to talk. But you know what? If you were griping, I wrote something down here, and I want to, if I can find it, but it said, it says there's 130 sins. Every time you gripe, there's 130 sins you're committing. Wow. Wow. You know what I'm talking about? Because when the Bible says be therefore content, that's that you're supposed to be content in whatever situation you're in. And I can go right on down the line. I don't have time to name all 130 of them here this morning. Every time you gripe, you're committing 130 sins. I heard a preacher tell a story about a girl. He was in a hotel. This is good. And I like this story. The preacher said he was in a hotel, and this is a true story. He does work where he goes to different conferences, and he gives sermons and speeches at different colleges. But anyway, he went to this hotel. He got there, and everything had been going bad. He said that there was no water in his room when he got up that morning. So he calls down to the front desk, and he asked this girl, do you realize that there's no water in this room? She said, yeah, we realize that. And he started in on her. He said the devil just got, he said just started here. You know how it is, folks. Started here and just went right on up. He said he told her, and he didn't cuss her. He said your mother shouldn't even have had you. He ended up, listen, oh yeah, oh yeah. So he goes back. it gets better. So he goes down. So he finally settles down.
And he goes downstairs and he talks to this girl. And this girl says, "Yes, Pastor, I attend your seminars. I go to college here and I listen to you talk. And I really love hearing you teach. He said he got on his knees. Honestly, he got on his knees and he apologized to that girl. He said, "I am so sorry." He went did his business and went back to his home, and a preacher approached him. And the preacher said, "Well, how did it go out there?" And he said, "This little girl called and said that you did a wonderful job and that she loved hearing you preach. Never said one bad thing about him." And get this. He said that the preacher, and he said, "Well, I want to tell you what I did to her and what I told her." And the preacher looked at him and he said, "You know what? She never knew her mother." Folks, we are ambassadors for Jesus Christ. He said he was standing, I got all these stories, and these are all true stories. The same preacher said he was standing in line at the airport, and the airport was behind for hours, and he said he needed to be somewhere fast. And he said he was standing there getting madder and madder. He said, "Pray for me." He had an anger issue. He said, "I kept getting madder and madder." He said, "There come this other preacher he knew up there, just happy and go lucky." He said, "Isn't this just great?" And the preacher said, "What are you talking about? Are you nuts? I'm late. I can't get to where I need to go." He said, "But listen, all these souls we can witness to." And he said that their lines were like this. And he said, as he's walking down through there, he said that preacher stopped this guy and started talking to this individual. And this individual, he gave him a track because they wanted a track. You see? There's so much that you and I, as we go down through our daily walk, listen to me. It tells us here, it says, it gets it, "setteth in the seat of the scornful." What have we got to gripe about? Listen to me. What do we have to gripe about? I'm saved. How about you? If nothing else happens to me, the rest of my life, good, and it has, I am saved.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, come into my heart. I have the Holy Spirit in me. What more can I ask for? If He never blessed me with another dollar, if He never blessed me with another place to live, if He never blessed me with anything else, I am here to tell you, I have no reason to gripe because of that. Because of that. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? One more story about that preacher, because he said one more time, he said he was going out to get a bus. He had to be to one of these seminars. He said he was going out to get a bus, and it was pouring down the rain. And the guy told him the bus will be there in a little bit. He goes out there and stands. The bus doesn't show up. He comes back in. He's soaking wet. He asked the guy in there. He said, "Well, that bus never showed up." Well, he said, "Go back out there. They probably just forgot you. Go back out there." He was back out there again for a while. Still raining. And he's getting madder and madder. Finally, he comes back in. He said, "Well, there's a new driver. There's a new lady. And she just forgot to stop and get you. Go back out there." And so finally, the bus pulls up. And the door's opened. And he's about ready. And the Lord says, "You better settle down." And he asked her, "Do you go to Bible college?" And she said, "Yes." And he said the Lord just shut him down right then. But why does it make a difference whether they go to Bible college or not? Right? Amen. I'm here to tell you this morning, God wants to bless us. But He will not bless us if we get this mindset. If we get this kind of things in our hearts and in our minds, I'm here to tell you this morning, if you're constantly griping, don't expect God to bless you. Don't expect that. If you're constantly got your mind going down the wrong paths, don't expect God to bless you. Don't expect that out of God. You know what? And if your counsel is not of God, don't expect God to bless you. Don't expect it. I'm here to tell you this morning, God wants to bless you.
Amen.
He loves you. And I could give you scripture after scripture after scripture where God is wanting to bless you. I could go on the rest of the morning giving you scripture how he wants to bless you. I'm not talking about financial blessing. People, that's what they grab whenever you say God wants, oh yeah, God wants to bless me with wealth. I'm not saying that. There's more to blessings than just having wealth in your hands. Whenever we understand that, the blessings of God are more than just that. Go way beyond that. That right there is trivial to the way God wants to bless you. But you know what? You'll never recognize and never feel the blessings of God if you do the things that the Bible's talking about right here. You need to get that out of your system right now. I'll tell you, I love God. I love His Son, Jesus. And nothing would do my heart any better than to have my people, I shouldn't say my people, to have Drift Run Church blessed. Blessed. Sometimes when you say my people, it sounds like I got control. I don't have control over nothing. You're, praise God, Drift Run Church blessed. They come get a song.